In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want you to give me an answer, because I might be very hurt. But the question is this. When you first hear an English voice, what comes to your mind? You're not to answer that. Sometimes people hear an English voice, and I've experienced this now 27 years in this country, and they're put off. They expect someone who is arrogant, aloof, distant. And of course, I do all I can to prove them right. But people have an image. They have an image. And I actually heard the story of a priest who said that one day he was leaving his clergy house, and it was his day off. So he had just civvies, normal clothes on. And as he went by the house without his collar and black shirt, he heard the neighbor's wife calling out, "Oh, look, there goes the priest, disguised as a human being." Image. Just before the service, I'm outside with my white plastic collar, and Bernice comes up to me and she says, "I need to talk to the priest." Obviously, she thought priests didn't have white shirts with blue stripes on. It's all about image. Now, you too, you will find that people have images of what your wedding and your marriage should be like. And you have to ignore that. The only image that matters for you is the marriage that works for you. There are some constant principles of forgiveness constantly, acceptance, the ability to listen, patience, kindness, but they are basic principles. But you will work out by the grace and power of God a marriage which is yours and doesn't fit into anyone or any of the world's images of marriages. In fact, you can go out today and begin a process of breaking down images. In this church, as in all churches, Sunday by Sunday, we try our best to break the false images that people have of God. Of a God who is distant, disinterested. But God is not like that. And the true reality of God for you both and for you all is that God wishes desperately to be involved in your lives, to give strength when you have none, forgiveness when you've used it all up, patience, strength, hope, all of it. So, you will, throughout your marriage, face what happens when people have images. Don't conform to any image except yours. But please try to remember that there are false images of God in abundance. And I pray that as time goes by, you will see the true nature of God on your side now and always. Amen.